Today marks 1 year since the debut of Al Jazeera International, the English language version of the Arabic news service. Let's go back to yesteryear and check out a report about the debut from NPR's media reporter, David Folkenflik.
I'm Dave Maris. The top story from the Americas, a day after resigning as U.S. Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld says enemies of the U.S.
That is Dave Maris, a former correspondent for ABC News Nightline, and he's made the gamble of his career by joining Al Jazeera International.
For me, it's an opportunity, I think, to join the most exciting experiment going on in television news, certainly in English, in the world today.
He's part of a media company that's famous in the Middle East for airing dissent about the Arab world, and famous in the United States for broadcasting the videotaped pronouncements of Osama bin Laden. But Maris says the new channel will develop its own approach, independently of Al Jazeera in Arabic. Other new hires include journalists from CNN and the BBC, including famous interviewer David Frost. Al Jazeera International will have bureaus ringing the world and four major studios based in Washington, London, Qatar, and Malaysia. But in the U.S., it'll be tough to find at all. So far, exactly zero American cable providers have agreed to carry the channel. The nation's largest cable company, Comcast, says such decisions are made on purely financial grounds, not politics.
Fast forward to today. Well, I do want to correct myself. Al Jazeera debuted on November 15th, 2006.
Right.
Not the 14th. Should learn to read a calendar one day. All right. At this point, who is carrying Al Jazeera International? It's been picked up by some smaller cable providers in the United States. However, the larger cable companies like Time Warner and Comcast still don't carry it. Now, there are reports that the news service is close to signing up with a big provider and it's gotten traction abroad. But consider this. Outside the United States, Al Jazeera is available to 80 million homes around the world.
We want to catch up now with David Maris, the fellow you heard in that Dave Folkenflik piece of roughly a year ago. He is an anchor for Al Jazeera English based in Washington, D.C. Hi, David.
Hi, how are you?
Great. Thank you for coming on. Well, we're about a year out. You guys are on three small stations in Vermont, Ohio, and Washington, D.C., and you're on a cable network called Globecast. How many Americans you figure you guys are reaching right now?
Well, through the Internet, we are reaching millions a week. We get about 3 million hits a week on our website on the Internet, and about two-thirds of them, in other words, about 2 million a week, come from the United States. So we are starting to reach an American audience, but aside from the three small cable outfits that you mentioned, two in Ohio, one in Vermont, and, of course, the Pentagon system and the State Department's closed-circuit system, both of which carry us, we are not seen on conventional cable or satellite television yet in the U.S. Globally, we're up to over 100 million homes, though. And in terms of viewers, we are in the millions every day.
I understand you guys do really well. Al Jazeera English does really well in Israel.
Yes, as a matter of fact, as does Al Jazeera Arabic, which was, you know, the first channel in Arabic that regularly featured Israeli speakers and continues to this day to offer a platform to Israeli points of view from all points of the political compass in Israel, not just the Peace Now people, but some people who are quite frankly anti-Islamic.
For those who really don't know much about Al Jazeera, either the Arab version or the English version, they only know it as the place where bin Laden, you know, likes to sort of do his housework.
Oh, you're so over.
Describe it. Could you just describe a sort of broadcast day on Al Jazeera English? What exactly are you guys presenting to people?
Okay. We're presenting 24/7 straight up news with the following differences that would distinguish us from our English language competition like Fox, CNN, MSNBC, or the networks. Number one is we do fewer stories so that we can do some of them at greater length. So we have a slightly slower tempo. Number two, whereas most of our conventional competition focuses on a universe that is North America, Western Europe, Israel, and Japan, Al Jazeera English broadcasts the whole spectrum of the world, and probably about 60% of our news comes from the areas outside of Western Europe, North America, Israel, and Japan.
Dave, is there a story or a subject or, well, I don't know what you call it, that you folks have decided you wouldn't cover? But there's some area that is not in Al Jazeera.
Well, there's a whole
English's
category
wheelhouse.
Of quote news, such as the celebrity stories involving people like Paris Hilton or Lindsay Lohan or O.J. Simpson that have never appeared on our air. So that's what we don't cover. What we do cover is real news from every point of the compass, including a lot of important American stories that the American news media rarely looks at all. For example, the war in Somalia, which was, after all, an invasion more or less sponsored by and trained up by the U.S. military, and which has, on a much smaller scale, produced results for Somalians almost as catastrophic as the war in Iraq has produced for Iraqis.
You had to know going into this that there were some challenges. What, though, has surprised you 1 year later about trying to get this network accepted in the U.S.?
I'd say what has surprised me, and I am by nature a Pollyanna, is how good we've been. You know, any startup is going to have its bumps, and we've had ours. But I think from the first day, which will be a year tomorrow, we've been on the air with really thoroughly network quality and thoroughly first-rate news that I think is politically straight up and journalistically really accurate and really ambitious. In some ways, this turns the clock back on television because the pattern in television, really the pattern in all visual media, since the Lumiere brothers at the start, at the end of the 19th century, more or less invented motion pictures, has been faster, faster, faster. Literally more cuts per second of film or videotape and faster and shorter stories. And we're going in the opposite direction. We're buying more time for the stories that we think are important so that we can give them to our audience in more detail with a little more nuance and a little more sophistication. So we're swimming upstream against what has been the mainstream of media trending, but I think we're serving our audience with simply broader and deeper news than any other English language news channel.
Your PR person was very quick to forward us some information, like you guys have your own branded channel on YouTube, which does really well, and you talked about all the web traffic you're getting. Why do you even care about being on TV channels? Why don't you just make this all kind of an online
experience? Because you
want
to talk to all the people all the time, and still television channels are the conventional means of receiving television information.
Does that mean then that
this has
been... The
Internet is coming up fast, and I don't think anybody doubts that in the very foreseeable future, the Internet is going to supplant broadcast cable and satellite television. But for now, if you want to reach eyeballs, as they say in this industry, conventional television in the United States, at least, is still the way to go.
Well, does that mean that this has been a disappointing first year then? Because you're not reaching a lot of eyeballs through TV.
Well, that is disappointing and that is frustrating, but frankly, the quality of the product far outweighs that for me, because what I have found, and what was demonstrated very happily for us this week in the New York Times, where Roger Cohen, New York Times columnist, did an op-ed piece in which he decried the absence of Al Jazeera from American television, because we do provide unique kinds of information that if you don't watch us, you simply aren't getting. And the point that I keep making over and over again is that if the war in Iraq has a single message, it is that ignorance kills. And unfortunately, more and more, the news channels and the networks in the United States are leaving viewers ignorant of the way in which most of the world thinks. And we have much more of that on our channel. So I'm much prouder about that than I am worried about how large our audience is today, because Cohen did this column, and it was favorable, and that was great, and almost all the media reviews of the channel have been extremely favorable.
Well, David, as a veteran newsman yourself, you understand being up against the clock, so I'm going to have to let you go, but I do appreciate you coming on. Dave Marish, former Nightline correspondent, now anchor for Al Jazeera English. He's based in Washington, D.C. Thanks again.
My pleasure. Thanks.